I don't know about you, but from where I sit, it seems that so many things are happening, and they're happening so rapidly. You know, it's easy to lose count of the issues of the day. And if you're like me and I watch MSNBC and CNN and read the paper and listen to news report, things are going by so quickly. And there's so many things that are going by quickly. It's difficult to focus on what's important. It's difficult for us to capture or any one thing to capture our attention and to determine what's real and what is significant in the moment or in a day. But as we attempt to figure out what to pray for and how to pray, Minister Darrell, again, I thank you for your prayer this morning, but we try to figure out what to pray for and how to pray. We should make an effort to see what the genuine needs are and what the genuine concerns are. And that's what we do at the Pavilion of God. Each week on Wednesdays at 6 a.m., we gather together in prayer. And then again at 12 noon, we gather together in prayer. And then 7 p.m., we gather together again in prayer. You see, we are attempting to figure out what to pray for and how to pray. We talk to the Lord together, and we listen to the Lord together, and we try to talk to one another in ways that God talks to us. And we try to listen to one another in the way that God listens to us.
Yes.
You know, we try to open our hearts to one another's prayers, and we try to speak encouragement to one another and speak love to one another. And in the process, life seems to get in focus. So today I'm inviting all of us to seek clarity together.
Hallelujah.
To seek clarity together on September 20th. That's the date today. On September 20th, in the year of 2020, I'm asking us to seek 2020 vision. To seek 2020 vision together. I want you to think about that. In the year 2020, we all need 2020 vision. We simply need to see clearly. You know, 2020 vision is considered to be an optimum or perfect vision, meaning that you see clearly at a distance, without the use of a device or glasses. It means that you can read text or thread a needle. A lot of you don't know about threading a needle, but I remember threading the needle. You need 20/20 vision to thread a needle without using glasses or a magnifier. Yes. In the year 2020, so many things are clouding, yes, our vision. So I want to share five things that are clouding my vision.
Yes, yes.
First, we're in the midst of a corona pandemic. Not an epidemic, but a pandemic. There have been more than 6 million, and we just heard from Darren Stroud, another in the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. alone. And more than 20,000 as of Friday, more than 20,000 who have died from COVID-19 in the United States. 6 million confirmed cases and 20,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S. And nearly 1,000 people die each day from COVID-19. Somebody ought to say, have mercy, Lord.
Yes, yes.
1,000 people die every day. And I want you to know, most of the thousand are black and brown people who are dying from COVID-19.
Yes.
And my heart breaks. I'm sad to say that in many respects, the numbers no longer startle us. We're not alone. You know, we go from almost 200,000 deaths, and then where the number increases by 1,000 one day, and then the next day, and then the next day, and we're no longer startled. We ought to be so unable to conceive of those many dying each day. How is it that we're no longer startled?
Yes, yes.
How is it that we are not amazed? The Word of God said that even the very heads of our head, on our head, are numbered. Every hair on our head is numbered. Yeah. Those words are to remind us how valuable and important each of us is. Glendora, God knows the number of hairs on your head. Hallelujah. That's how important you are.
Hallelujah.
If God numbers the hairs on our heads, how are we demonstrating the importance of every man or every woman counted as a confirmed case of COVID-19.
Teach.
And how are we demonstrating the importance of each man or each woman who loses his or her life to COVID-19? We're not counting the hairs on their heads, but we need to somehow recognize the value of each life.
Hallelujah.
You know, we need to pay attention. The second thing that troubles me and tends to cloud my vision is in the year 2020, the Black Lives Matter movement began in response to the horrific murder of George Floyd. You know, this is the first time that the world, not just those in one city or one state, but the world witnessed the murder of a Black man whose primary crime was being Black.
Yes.
In the light of day, we saw George Floyd cry out for his life. We heard him cry out for mercy. He cried out, "I can't breathe." He acknowledged that his death was at hand when he was calling on the name of his mother.
Yeah.
And then we saw him, we witnessed him breathe his last breath. We've all been admonished to claim our voice when we see something suspicious. You know those signs that you see post on billboards. We're told when we see something, what does it say? Say something. We were witnesses to George Floyd's death, and that was suspicious. But did you say something about what you witnessed? As Christians, we should be clear about our prayers when we witness the brutal murder of another human being. We should say something to the Lord. We should say something to one another. The third disturbing fact that clouds my vision, the devastating fact that clouds my vision, according to fact checkers, the fact checkers database, you know, there's a fact checkers database. So if you're wondering whether something's true or not, you can actually go online and check it out. And according to the fact checkers database, Mr. Trump averages more than 22 false or misleading claims per day. Those are the ones we hear on the air, not the ones we miss. But 22 lies, public lies, each and every day. And those lies include lies about COVID-19, which have led to thousands and thousands of deaths.
Yes, yes.
You know, Proverbs 6 informs us that there are 6 things the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to God. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, and feet that are quick to rush into evil. A false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. I wonder to whom those words might apply. The fourth thing on my list of things that cloud my vision is the fact that we're in the midst of a census that has been given short shrift. A census that is denying many marginalized people an opportunity to be counted. A census that might seem somewhat unremarkable, because we have a census every 10 years. However, beloved, the data collected by the census determines the number of seats each state has in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yes, yes.
And the information is also used to distribute billions and billions of federal funds to local communities.
Yes.
So the census count is remarkably important to poor and marginalized communities.
Yes.
And this 2020 census has been cut short, which means provisions for those in need have been abridged. You know, it's important to remember that Jesus was born during a census. Jesus was born during a census. It was a census ordered by Caesar Augustus that brought Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. So if Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were counted in that census, perhaps we should recognize that being counted matters in the story of our lives.
Amen.
The fifth thing on my list that clouds my vision because of the tears that I shed is that the brilliant and valiant fighters for justice, John Lewis and Reverend C.T. Vivian, recently made their transition. At this time. And now Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her transition from this life on Friday, the first night of the Jewish celebration of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah marks the start of the Jewish high holy days. And according to Jewish tradition, a person who dies on Rosh Hashanah is a person of great righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Which includes Justice Bader Ginsburg. I want you to think about those 5 things. 5 things happening in 1 year. And yet, in spite of all that our eyes have seen in 2020, COVID-19, our Black Lives Matter movement, Trump's lies, an abbreviated census, and the deaths of warriors for justice. And there's so much more that's going to happen in this year, because 2020 is not over yet. And just think of what's to come with the election that is yet in front of us. And in spite of all of that, many of us wake up expecting business as usual. So today, I'm asking if you can see the injustice that is surrounding us, the over and againstness that is surrounding us, the injustice and over and againstness that is ahead of us. Can you see the signs in the midst of the confusion and the turmoil that surrounds us? So much is going on in the year 2020 that clouds or distorts our vision on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But these things are also a divine imperative for vision, a divine imperative for action. In this time when vision is so easily clouded, we need to know that God enables us to see with spiritual and moral eyes. Our spiritual eyes need to be open. God enables us to see and discern evil, not simply to simply name evil. So I know you may be saying, what's the good of seeing evil? You know, if you don't see it, you can't claim the power of God for protection.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you don't name what is evil, you're not going to stay away from it. You're not going to pray God's blessings upon you if you can't identify it. Ask God to take the scales off of your eyes. You know, the word of God says, even in the darkness, light dawns for the upright.
Hallelujah.
Even in the darkness, the light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous.
Hallelujah.
God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Yes, yes.
The Bible teaches us to walk by faith, what? And not by sight. And I hope you know that faith is not blind. And yet, when we are faced with evil and darkness, many Christians close their eyes and we keep our and we need to keep our eyes open to the ugliness that might render us blind. But thanks be to God, our faith and the spiritual sight that God gives us and that accompanies our faith enables us to see and discern. You know, sometimes God is putting things right there, and if you trip over it, get up and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Get up and praise the Lord, for these are things that the real faith enables you to see. Real faith is never blind. Faith is indeed illuminating. Real faith is when we trust in God and see by the Spirit of God. Real faith is actualized when God takes the scales off of our eyes, the scales off of our fear and self-doubt, the scales off of the cultural and gender blinders that we are all often prevent us from seeing. Those who don't walk like Jesus think seeing is believing. But in actuality, believing is seeing. Believing gives us sight. Belief opens our eyes and gives you 20/20 vision when you need it. Amen. I remember many years ago, Deacon Avia gave a testimony. Thank you, Carol, again for your testimony. But sometimes the testimony opens your heart, the hearts of others who hear, and enables them to have faith and recognize what God is doing in their lives.
Yeah.
Oh, Avia, Deacon Avia, I remember the testimony that you shared many years ago about how you were in need of a blessing from the Lord. And how you were even desperate and how you've been praying for the Lord to the Lord for blessings that would meet your needs and the provisions that you need. You know, sometimes we don't remember or recognize that God is hearing our pleas.
Hallelujah.
But I remember Deacon Avia said she was standing on a corner and a truck went by, and there was a word printed on the truck, and that word said provisions.
Yes, yes.
And praise be to God, when you saw that word, provisions, you knew God was speaking to you.
Hallelujah.
Through your own veil of tears, you saw what God put before you to open your heart to what God was giving you.
Amen.
In that moment, provisions that you need.
Hallelujah.
In the midst of the darkness of that moment in your life, you had sight. You had divine sight. And God put it in front of you that you knew that God heard your prayers. So in the midst of the darkness of 2020, beloved, I've asked God for spiritual sight.
Hallelujah.
I'm asking God for spiritual sight. And I asked God for a scripture for this morning. And God has given me one found in the Gospel of Matthew. So I want you to open your Bible to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10.
Yes, yes.
Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All of this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the full understanding of God's most holy word. I need you to open your hearts now. And I'm going to tell you something. Confess. God gave me that scripture. And I must admit, I argued with the Lord. I said, "Lord, that does not apply to the message you've given me for today." And I looked for other scripture. I searched. I could not understand how that scripture had anything to do with right now. But I gave you what the Lord gave me. Then it occurred to me that in some respects, we're in a wilderness period. A period when many of us can't see the forest for the trees. You know, it occurred to me that this is a time when we're being tempted in vile and despicable ways to deny or ignore what's happening.
Yes.
You know, there are times when I wake up in the morning and I want to say COVID-19 is gone. It's not impacting me or anyone else in any way. There are times when we feel powerless, and I imagine Jesus had a sense of powerlessness when he was in the wilderness, or sometimes we feel consumed with fear and, yes, anger.
Yes, yes.
I know that so many of us are hungry. Hungry. There are children without food on their table, mothers and fathers who can't afford to buy bread for their children.
Yes, yes.
But I also know that we're not hungry for bread alone. Mm. We're hungering for the fruit of the Spirit. We're hungering for love and for joy and for peace and for patience and for kindness and for goodness and for faithfulness and gentleness and self-control.
Hallelujah.
Like Jesus. You know that you do not live by bread alone. You know that you live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. In the midst of the darkness of 2020, in this wilderness that blocks out the sun, we've been invited, I want you to hear this now, we've been invited to magnify a man, one Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
We've been invited by him to magnify him. You know, he says what? I alone can do it. Mm. He says, I alone can do it. He says, do not wear mask, drink bleach, and close your eyes to truth of who you are and whose you are.
Yes, yes.
And like the tempter, Trump has asked you, what do you have to lose? Mm. He, like the tempter, says, what do you have to lose?
Yes, yes.
Follow me, trust me.
Amen.
And we must answer the tempter's query as Jesus did. Do not put the God in me to the test. We must be bold enough, strong enough, obedient enough, self-loving enough, God-loving enough to say, do not put the God in me to the test. Beloved, in the midst of this 2020 wilderness period, you don't get weary from doing good.
Amen.
Don't get weary from serving others and helping those who are the least among us, those who are without. Don't get weary of demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit. Don't get weary from walking by faith and trusting in the Lord. Don't get weary from fellowship. Don't get weary from fellowship. We are in this 2020 period to follow Jesus.
Praise
you can't get weary from hoping. Don't get weary from wearing a mask or washing your hands or honoring your body temple. Don't get weary. We must stand up and be counted in the census because God counts on us.
Yes.
And I make a plan today. Don't get weary from planning your vote and then voting. You know, Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Donald Trump has shown us who he is. We need to believe him. We must not be afraid to name the evil we see. I haven't preached that, but I want to make it plain. Don't be afraid to name, I'm not saying him, I'm saying don't be afraid to name the evil you see, because Jesus did in the wilderness and he stood the test. and he was victorious. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so many things are happening that makes it easy to lose count of the real issues. It makes it difficult to get become unaware of the real power that God has given us. When so much happens, so many evil things are there, we can feel powerless, and we can give up hope. But we must hold on to the things we truly know. We must hold on to the vision that God has given us, the ability to see with eyes open and the spiritual sight we have even when we close our eyes.
Yes.
Don't be tempted to give up hope.
Hmm.
Don't be tempted to give up the spiritual sight that God has given you. We must assert the truth that God is the power that we need, that God is great and God has given us power, delegated power to us.
Hallelujah.
God has delegated power to us that we know great is the power and great is the authority that God has entrusted to us and great is the love surrounding us. Great is the power. Great is the power that has been delegated to you. And great is the authority that has been entrusted to you. And great is the love that is surrounding you. We must say that over and over and claim the true meaning of the power that has been delegated to each of you.
Yes.
And great is the authority. Authority.
Hallelujah.
The authority over the darkness, the authority over the illness, the authority over the lack and limitation of any kind, the authority over the hopelessness, the authority over the darkness.
Hallelujah.
And great is the love that brings the joy that we share together this morning in our coffee hour, the joy that we are experiencing in this moment, the joy, hallelujah, that we have in being together in a miracle-working congregation, hallelujah, in a congregation that truly understands what fellowship is, that truly understands what fellowship is, hallelujah.
Yes.
Great is the love, beloved, that is surrounding you and surrounding me. Claim the authority. Claim the power and claim the love and be at peace. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's pray.